visiting with Lauren Bennett McGinty, Explore Minnesota. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Well, wanted to visit with you. The Governor's Fishing Opener is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer and the travel season. And I know you folks have a big part in the Governor's Fishing Opener. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So, of course, we partner with the Governor's Office and DNR to put on the event. And this year we have a wonderful host in the Leech Lake Band and the Chippewa National Forest and Cass Lake and Lake Winnipegoshish. And so our role is really to kind of connect communities during this event and really just talk about how important it is to get people out into these communities and enjoy them and drop their lines and really contribute to kind of the success of the tourism industry.
You know, speaking of the tourism industry, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic really hit the Minnesota tourism industry pretty hard. Are we recovering? How are we doing coming back from that?
Well, I'll say that the recovery has been uneven. So we know that northern Minnesota has done pretty well. Resorts and kind of the North Shore area have done really well. And the Twin Cities Metro is still, you know, working on it, as well as southern Minnesota. But I think that this summer is looking good. We know that people want to get out there. They're kind of tired of being at home during the pandemic, and they really want to experience everything that the state has to offer.
And, you know, beyond the fishing opener, I know you folks there at Explore Minnesota promote a number of events across the state. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so last week we were able to celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week, and we kind of, right in the middle there, kicked off with some fantastic news about various events that are celebrating big anniversaries this year. So Twin Cities Marathon, which will bring in 30,000 runners from across the world. And we know Twin Cities Pride is celebrating its 50th anniversary, but it's more than that. We know it's the 100th anniversary of Water Ski Days in Lake City. We also know that it's the 100th anniversary of, or birthday of Judy Garland, and that's getting celebrated in Grand Rapids. So across the state, you're going to find some really fantastic events and festivals to check out.
And you know, something new this year, I believe it's new anyways, is the SIPS passport. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity for people to visit one of the many fantastic craft beverage establishments we have in our state. So whether it's a winery, distillery, or brewery, they can get out there and download the SIPS passport from exploreminnesota.com and you know, try something new. And all of these places are family friendly, and they have non-alcoholic options too, so it's really for everyone to get out there and find a new place to really just sit and enjoy the beautiful sunshine and have a fantastic adventure.
And can you tell us a little bit about this year's Explore Minnesota theme?
Yes. So our theme this year is Dream State, and it's all about kind of the magic of Minnesota and the magic of getting back to travel and finding somewhere that you want to tell stories about for the rest of your life. And so I love to say that every time we tell a story about a place we visited, it gets better over time. And I think the fishing opener is kind of one of those things, right? You want to go back to your friends and say, hey, I caught this fish. And then every time you tell that story, it gets a little bit bigger. And I think that's my favorite part about it, and we're really just encouraging people to find the magic within Minnesota and go back and tell everybody about it so they can find it too.
And you know, your website is a really great resource, whether you want to plan a weekend, a week's vacation, or a day vacation. You can plan your trip right online. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, exploreminnesota.com is a fantastic way to find stories about your favorite places to visit. We, of course, have all sorts of guides out there, but we have our 2022 travel guide, which is all-encompassing. And we have an interactive travel map that you can find kind of all the big monuments that you want to visit. But really, it's a great place to find things that you've never heard of before and discover a whole new Minnesota.
And Lauren, do you feel that, you know, with higher gas prices, are you anticipating people to hold back this year from what you're seeing and hearing? Minnesotans are ready to get out.
They are ready to get out. I think that we were really nervous when gas prices started to go up significantly. But from what we can tell from different surveys that are out there, whether it's through us or through kind of national survey resources, there's a small percentage of people saying it is going to impact plan, but most of them are saying, you know what, it might impact it a little bit, but we're ready to get out there. We still want to go somewhere on a tank full, or we maybe won't go as far, but we're still going. So I think that that's a really great sign for the summer.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me. Thank you.